7.
Create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements west of Southwest 30th Avenue in the Southwest Gulf Court, Spring Garden Street, local improvement district.
Commissioner Novick.
Andrew Abbey, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick. Andrew Abbey, local improvement district administrator. So council approved the resolution of intent for the Southwest Gulf Spring Garden LID 4 weeks ago. Thank you very much for council's strong support of the project. Since we were here 4 weeks ago, we've increased the budget by about $190,000. That additional funding is coming from PBOT. We are building in a little bit of additional contingency as a prudent measure because we have some pretty poor pavement condition where we're adding the curbs and the sidewalk and the drainage. I passed out two things to Carla to hand out to you today. We did not receive any remonstrances from any of the property owners whose properties are proposed for assessment. We did receive communication labeled as a remonstrance from somebody who was walking down the street and saw a posting notice and thought that their property was going to be assessed. When I explained the situation to her, she sent me an email withdrawing the so-called remonstrance. It's only a remonstrance if your property is proposed for assessment, which was not the case here. So we do have a 0% remonstrance level today. And then I also passed out some correspondence from a property owner by the name of Peter McMinn. His property is not proposed for improvements. He did request traffic calming measures on the street. So when I wrote the ordinance, I did give the city traffic engineer the flexibility to add traffic calming devices. If in the judgment of the city traffic engineer, those are warranted. And probably most importantly, if the condition of the pavement will support adding speed bumps or other traffic calming devices. So Mr. McMinn also lamented the poor condition of the pavement on Spring Garden Street. And the way the LID has been structured, the properties on Spring Garden do have the ability to voluntarily participate in the LID. At this point, they haven't indicated they wish to do that, but we will do additional outreach during the design phase of the project. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions for Andrew first before we take other testimony? Okay. Thank you. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Christine Abernathy, and I moved to the Multnomah neighborhood in January 1978. I own a house that it's 3218 Southwest Freeman Street, built adjacent to the property of Spring Garden Park, and I am one of those houses that should have filed a remonstrance. But I'm going to say to you that I was on the original CAC committee to develop a city park there when that park was purchased. And I, thanks to various city commissioners, we got that park, and I'm really pleased. However, when we developed our first plan, it was very important that it be very transparent. And we sent out surveys to people in the neighborhood. We tried to have parties in the park so people could see that. We eventually developed, we did 150 surveys, we got back. We decided that natural areas were important to us, and that was the park plan that was presented to this city council and adopted, and we were told we were the poster child group for parks. The new committee was formed about 4 years ago as money became available, thanks to you, Amanda Fritz, for doing that. And I expected, I guess, that same transparency going through on this park. Three plans were presented. We saw those. There was a meeting on January 2016. I wasn't able to attend, and evidently that final park plan was decided. But no mailing ever came to the rest of us. I have never personally seen that plan until things were very far along. On April 20, we don't enter the park, I should say, on Springdolf or Spring Garden Street. We actually go through that little local access on Freeman. On April 28th, we were walking our dogs, and we stopped to read a posted sign on Dolph Street and 30th, informing residents that improvements in costs and charges for improvements $1,462,502.16, of which $1,272,551.79 would be borne by residents assessed on a combination allotting square footage and equivalent dwelling unit frontage on Spring Garden Park. The proposal could be modified as a result of testimony at an LID formation hearing. That posting was made on the 19th of April. April 27th was 8 days later. We walked by there April 28th. We had no chance to file a remonstrance. I've never seen what I would be buying for that money. I'm quite shocked. I feel really blindsided by it. So hence no mailing. No plan.
I understand that process concern that you've raised.
The process concerns me because I walked up the street, I looked, there was a sign at the bottom of 30th, there was a sign at an opening in Spring Garden Park, which we don't use, and at the bottom of the field, evidently, there was another sign, it wasn't there when I checked on it on the 28th, it was put up later, knocked down again. I don't think we knew what was happening. I think that's why there were no remonstrances.
Hear that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Aside from that question, which is very legitimate, so thanks for bringing that up, what the substance of what's being proposed in terms of the improvements, do you think they're appropriate? Do you think they're...
I've never seen it.
Okay.
I've never seen any of that, yeah. So how do I know?
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you.
I'm texting my staff to see if they could come and go through that with you on the park planning piece, and then we'll hear from Andrew about the assessment piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Andrew, you want to come respond?
Morning again, Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. I'm not entirely clear whether the concern is with the park planning process. I know that some of the residents on the street had questions about the design of the park, which I'm not really in a position to answer. What I can tell you is that the Parks Bureau, and I'm ad-libbing here a little bit, Commissioner Fritz, because I'm obviously with PBOT, not Parks, but I am aware that Parks did 7 months of public engagement, had 3 public meetings and 5 advisory committee meetings, and had their own outreach process with respect to the park improvements. We held a property owner meeting in January, and then prior to coming to council in April, we PBOT erred on the side of notifying everybody on both Dolphin Spring Garden between 30th and 35th Avenue. So we sent a very broad mailing to everybody on both streets to err on the side of notification. I didn't hear from the owner of 3218 Southwest Spring Garden Street. I did hear
she's from... She's on Freeman. So there Freeman. Aren't... Are there any properties on Freeman that are being assessed?
No.
There
no.
aren't... Well, yeah. we have a disagreement here.
The notifications were on Dolph and on Spring Garden. We did not focus on the Freeman Street properties because we weren't proposing any street improvements to Freeman Street.
So there are no charges to anybody on Freeman Street?
There are no frontage improvements proposed for Freeman Street, nor are there any charges proposed for Freeman Street. So one of the things, candidly, that I struggle with a little bit is that the posting notices are required to be on one page. City code is very specific that the letters, for example, have to be an inch high. And so I put my contact information on the posting notices, recognizing that most LIDs are complex and it's hard to communicate all the nuances of the LID in a posting notice. So generally what happens is when people see them, they usually call me up. I'm able to answer in property-specific terms, there are questions about the project. Generally, that's what people do, and I answer their questions. Usually, people don't know the first point of contact show up in the council hearing. So
in the exhibit that I have, there are 6 properties listed, Spring Garden, 30th Avenue, Dolph Court, Dolph Court, Dolph Court, Dolph Court. And those are the properties that are being assessed.
Correct.
And if it's not listed here, they're not getting any charges.
Correct. And just to further amplify what you're saying, Commissioner, the notification process prior to LID formation is actually done by the auditor's office based on a proposed future assessment role. So if there's no proposed assessment for a particular property, they're not in the assessment roll, and they're not going to receive notice from the auditor. And again, that's why I erred on the side back in April to notify the property's owners on Spring Garden and Dolph, but didn't do so on Freeman because we didn't have any improvement plan for Freeman. But what I will be happy to do moving forward is we do design the street improvements for Dolph and Spring Garden, and as I continue to collaborate with parks on the park design, we will be doing some additional outreach, and I'll make sure that the folks on Freeman are aware of what's planned on their neighboring streets and for the park.
And so the folks, the entities that are getting assessed, it looks to my reading of the list, consist of the lion's shares being paid by the Parks Bureau, and then couple of apartment complexes and a handful of single-family homes.
Right, with another $190,000 of funding from PBOT.
So I appreciate that bringing this concern. From my reading of the ordinance, your property's not in there. We're not voting on it today, so there's an opportunity for you to check with Andrew. I've asked one of my staff to come in and talk about the park planning part of it, because certainly we always try to strive to engage folks to the extent practical. We weren't able to mail individually to nearby property owners because there's such a large number of properties that are going to be using this as their park. But one of my staff will be in and will be happy to go through what's being proposed. Thank you for bringing these concerns to our attention.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Other questions? Okay, thank you very much. So we'll close the hearing and this moves to second reading next week.